Welcome to the Mommy Matters podcast, where Mommy Matters is a double entendre that states and declares that mommies matter, where we have conversations surrounding mommy matters from conception to pregnancy to postpartum, mother and father wounds, dating, mindfulness and self-care, spirituality, parenting, discipline, legislation, money, and so much more. It is my hope and my prayer that the information that you gather here serves as a blueprint for generational and individual ascension. Enjoy. Wow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mommy Matters podcast. I am your host, Cecile Edwards, mindfulness and self-care coach, and I bring conversations about motherhood in unique ways, from the ways that you were parented to holistic ways of parenting and taking care of yourself. So with that said, let's jump right into the conversation, which you guessed it, welcome to the new year 2021. And we all know that in the new year, we tend to have new resolutions and new things that we want to accomplish, achieve, new things that we want to do, or old things that we want to do that perhaps we didn't get to accomplish and achieve over the previous year for whatever reason. And given the kind of year that 2020 was, and the various challenges, and for some people, not so many challenges, actually propelling forward for people, some people, you know, it's imperative to reflect and to consider what your new year will consist of, what you're bringing in, what you're not bringing in. So we're going to be talking today about New Year intentions, and we're going to bring it to you a little bit different. I'm going to talk about it in a little bit of different way, which is talking about generational intentions and goals, and whether or not you create those, and if you don't, how you can create them, how you can consider it, and as well as your own intentions too. So let's jump right into it, right? So I shared on my social media platform, which I would highly recommend that you check me out on Instagram at Mommy Evolve, or on Facebook with the same name, Mommy Evolve, or by my name, Cecile Edwards. Anyway, so I shared there that there is two definitions of intention, right? So the first definition of intention is, you know, what we know, the goal, having the idea to do something, and seeking to have that done, right? So setting the setting yourself up with an intended aim. But did you also know that there's another definition for intention? And that definition is the healing process of a wound. I'm going to say that again. The healing process of a wound. And that is the terminology used in medicine. And I love that because I think that, in my view, is that when we are setting intentions, we are in a lot of ways healing a wound. We're healing the wound, perhaps, of realizing what didn't work before, and what we need to do to then create a new aim, or within that same aim, doing something different to improve ourselves. Right. So, for example, this year, I know that my goal, and I keep on saying that this year is the last year that I'm going to have the goal to take off the pounds that I have. Right. And so this time, though, I am armed with a lot more information about my body. I'm armed with more information about what works for me and what does not work for me. I'm armed with the tools and the skills mentally, emotionally, and spiritually to be able to know when I'm triggered, what foods make me trigger hunger in me, what foods make my body hurt literally, because I may have talked about my journey of healing womb pain, and what I need to do in terms of fasting, because I've gone through different processes of doing intermittent fasting, keto, et cetera, and finding what works for me. So now I'm healing the wound of improper eating and using food as medicine, basically. Food as a way to make me feel better, to heal my anxiousness and things like that. And so because I know better now, because of my process and my reflection on my process and being honest with myself, now the intent and the aim is more clear. It's more settled. It is really the process of having healed, going through the process of healing a wound. And sometimes that is the reality. Oftentimes things that we desire, we may need to work differently to get that thing, or we're still going through the process of healing a wound that perhaps we're not seeing and understanding what that wound is. And that's okay. Your desires are still valid. You can still achieve your desires. However, there may be some kind of belief, some kind of action, something that is blocking you from doing that because you're trying to push it from the outside instead of healing something from the inside that will make it easier for you to achieve that goal. Right? And so that's something that we really have to think about when it comes to setting intentions. Even, you know, if you have children or people around you who seem to constantly be in the roller coaster of wanting to achieve certain things and not getting it, oftentimes there's something that we are not reflecting on in our achievement. Or lack of achievement. Sometimes it's not what we truly desire. Let's be honest. Everybody has the goal to lose weight. Why? Because we see people on television who are at a weight that we think that we all should be at. Right? And we think that there's certain levels of success, beauty, etc., attached to that particular weight and size. And so that's something personally I had to be honest with my own self. I had to say, well, is this something that I truly want and desire? And when I put myself through the rigor of answering my own questions, it was like, yes, I do, but mostly I want to be healthy. I want to be physically healthy. And I know that the foods that I'm eating is not healthy for me. And the way that I'm eating is not healthy for me because I can feel the how I feel in my body. I don't feel well. Not only that, there's an obsession there, mental obsession with food and an obsession with certain things. And those are the things that I want to heal because I want to be healthy within myself. And the natural progression of such is losing weight. I know that because I've been going through the process and it becomes easier for me to achieve my ideal weight, which may not be, you know, what it looks like on television or whatever. So that goes into one of the things that I want to talk to you about when it comes to setting intentions. What is your desire? What do you truly, truly desire? Because most of us want to increase our income. But underneath wanting to increase our income, what will increase of income mean? For me, it means more freedom. For me, it means more travel. For me, it means more ability to give. For me, it means releasing generational issues with money, building generational wealth, bringing my ideas to fruition, these God-given ideas, these things that come to me about what I want to do. Because I'm very clear that when I do become wealthy, there are certain initiatives such as those to clean the earth and things like that that are going to be central to my wealth platform. That's me. Being teaching people and educating people about being green and living a certain way and how important that is. So that is something that you really have to be clear about. What do you truly desire? And this is where generational goals come in, because I think that much of our time that we've spent this past year, 9 months or so, being indoors and being with family and not being able to see family or losing loved ones, et cetera, or almost losing loved ones. I believe, and I know for me, one of the principles and values that I have been focusing on is relationships, building relationships, authentic relationships. Because when it all comes down to it, that is something that underlies each and every goal that we have. Because our relationships help us to be able to level up our goals, to achieve our goals, right? And to see what is really possible for us. And so in the generational intention setting, this is something that I started, I think like 2 years ago. And one of the things that I wanted was for myself and my daughter to get closer. Well, this is more than 2 years ago. And so I instituted a mommy-daughter date night. So once a month, we go out on a date. Unfortunately, we haven't been doing it really these past months because of the situation. But we can still do it in home, and we'll make something. She'll make something, or I'll make something. We'll eat it together, watch a movie, et cetera, et cetera. It's a little bit limited because we like to try new foods, but that's okay. And so that was a part of the generational healing intention, because that was not something that I had personally seen before, but I knew that it was an important thing to be able to heal the relationship between women in my family, to be a positive, healthy, and abundant relationship. Last year, one of the things was for me to start to teach my daughter about money, right? So that we both heal our relationship with money and understand our relationship with money. And it has been such an interesting observation to watch my daughter really get into the idea and the thought of manifestation and learning how to manifest things. And it's so crazy because it's not a surprise. She manifested several things that she wanted. Okay. And I was just like, I'm happy about that. Right. No muss, no fuss from her. She just kept it in her mind that this is what I want and this is what I'm going to have, right? And so those generational and your generational intentions could be anything. It could be, you know, healing your wounds around your how you were mothered or fathered. It could be building stronger relationships with your siblings, which was one of mine. And so this past year, myself and my siblings have been having monthly gatherings where we get together, play games, et cetera, et cetera. And that has been very fulfilling and fun to be able to get to know my siblings better and just connect, because we hadn't connected. And when I say my siblings on my father's side, which I did not grow up with, but I'm the oldest. And so I said, well, I'm the oldest. I'm going to set this example that we need to gather and do this, right? So that was a generational intention that I created. And so this year for me, the generational intention is to continue to build those relationships even more deeply and strongly. And one way that I'm doing that is to shout out birthdays. And I'm doing that not just for my siblings, but also for friends, and just being better with connecting, going out to eat with them just so we can talk, things like that, if we can anyway, or inviting them over to eat, given the situation. But sending cards, right? So all of those kinds of things are things, sending texts just to say, you know, hey, or something funny or something like that, just to keep the spirits up and let them know that I'm thinking about them. I am being intentional to be better about that with my family, as well as with myself, a personal intention, right? And so in order to set those intentions and know those intentions, I had to reflect, be clear about the kind of life that I wanted to live and what I was willing to do to achieve that life, right? And that goes the same with, the weight loss goal, right? So I have the goal to lose a certain amount of by December 1st, you know, I'm going to be at a certain weight, right? Under 200 pounds is my goal, right? And I have specific things that I'm clear that I do in order to achieve. So if your goal is to build a better relationship with your mother, maybe it's, you know, calling once a month and just having a positive conversation with her, you know. If your goal is to, or going out to dinner with her or him, right? One thing that I learned from one of the coaching groups that I'm in that works on imposter syndrome and helps you work on imposter syndrome is to, instead of looking at your goals for the year, look at it in 3 months or 12-week increments. So from January to March, what are you going to achieve? Out of the whole goal, so if your goal is to increase your income, make 100K in a year. 100K, 3 months is what, 30K? Something like that, 25K? What are you going to do to make 25K in 3 months? 3 months, 25K, 25,000 is roughly 8,000 each month. 8,500, let's say. So what are you going to do to make that 8,500 each month? Okay. For me, it's ensuring that I'm advertising myself, you know, getting clear about clearer about my services and having and streamlining only having one or two as opposed to having many. That's for me, because I know myself and I've reflected on my situation and what I need. And that's what I've come up with that would work for me, right? Now I want to increase my income. It's not by that much. But either way, even if it was to go to how much I want or some more, that is some of the steps that I need to take. So in setting intentions, we said, what do you truly desire? Okay. What do you truly desire? When you dig deeper, you want more money. Okay. What will more money give you? You want to lose weight. Okay. What would losing weight give you? Because you can imagine yourself, visualize yourself into those things that it's giving you already. Instead of waiting for the physical representation of that money or that weight loss goal. So what are you looking to get? Evolve up your intentions. Okay, write it out. If you want to make 100,000, why not 200,000? Okay, why not? If you say you want to lose 50 pounds, why not 60? If you say you want to get a certain promotion at work, why not the promotion above it? And what do you need? What steps need to take to get there? And how can you break it down into smaller increments so that you can be able to not feel overwhelmed and be able to tackle that precisely? Think about that. Because this is a great process, even in thinking about family and generations. If you have children, if you are in the presence of children or a guardian of children in some way, shape, or form, oftentimes when children are having difficulties, you have to step back and break down, right? So if they're not catching or getting a concept, you have to think about why they're not getting it. Maybe it's not something that they're getting in their learning style. Maybe you didn't explain and demonstrate well enough. Maybe, and that's okay. Right, I think that sometimes we live in this culture where excellence is applauded, but the process to excellence is avoided. That conversation is avoided. The process to excellence is one that is highly reflective, and one that is highly nuanced to your personal personality, understanding of life, experiences. So it is something that really requires your intentions really have to be based on what you truly desire, and it really has to be based on your unique personality, your unique blueprint. Anything else is going to be frustrating to you. Because once it's based on your own unique self and desires, then you can unravel your thought processes and shift and remove beliefs and programming and things like that that you have taken on that don't belong to you, that don't fit into your version of yourself and your life. So getting centered in yourself, and this is so the year, last year and this year were the year, is the time to do that. We are in this process where you have to be honest with yourself. You have to know all of your shadows. You have to know all of your stuff and just be honest. Okay. And it's not to be upset with anyone. It's not to be angry. It's just to be clear so that you can build something new that is based on love of self, understanding of self, the true self, not these arbitrary lines. And okay, it's time to destroy these cycles and evolve. It's time. It's time to shift the paradigm. It's time to do something different, because I promise you that our young people are clear. They see. They know what's going on. And they're ready to destroy everything that we thought was so important and to build something new. So it's time to get with the program and set your intentions based on honesty. Set generational intentions. What did not work while you were growing up that you feel needs to be shifted now? For me, I'm very clear about, you know, the way that we've done school and college and self-mastery through education. I'm clear that that needs to shift. I'm clear that the way that we treat the earth needs to shift. I'm clear that the way that I think and think about myself as an African American or Black woman in this world has to change and shift. I have to see myself way differently, because I'm clear that the way that I have been seen and taught to see myself is grossly out of order. So what needs to shift? And that is how we need to see our intentions going forward. Not these surface, you know, I want to have a slim waist and a big butt, or I want to, you know, yeah, those are almost distractions, I have to say. And we need to dig deeper. We need to dig deeper to set intentions that are authentic, that are truly, truly desires. And that requires us to educate ourselves, to get clear, and in a large part, to surrender. To surrender, because for me, that's my word of the year, by the way. Surrender is my word of the year. Every year I do a word. Last year it was joy. That worked out very well for me. This year it's surrender. What is your word of the year? That's something to think of. So how I use my word of the year is when I feel myself getting tense around a particular topic, subject, I feel myself getting anxious, I just keep on replaying the word surrender in my head. Surrender, surrender, surrender. Just like I did last year with joy, 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 joy. And in that way, I can find the area. It relaxes me so that I can find the best solution. I can't even say I can find it, but the best solution will come to me, because I'm keeping myself focused on the higher intention. Right? So that's something to think about. And it could be anything based on your personal resolutions, goals, intentions. Okay, so for me, last year was joy because I experienced so much anxiousness and anxiety and sadness around different things that I was intentional to not have to experience that again. I took control of myself and my life in that regard, and I'm very thankful for that. So what are your intentions? I want to hear them. Shoot me an email, momevolve@gmail.com, or leave a message, a note below. Please consider subscribing to the podcast. Every month we're coming with a new episode, and I look forward to the next episode next month and hearing more from you. And thank you so much for listening to the Mommy Matters podcast. I'm your host, Cecile Edwards, and take care. Peace and love. Did you like that? I know it was as informative for you as it was for me. Look, this is a process for all of us. And to keep this process going, I would love to invite you to donate to our podcast. We want to continue to give you high-level content, beautiful content that enlightens and inspires and broadens your vision to elevate you and evolve. So please feel free to go to the podcast page at anchor.fm/mommymatters. We would love to hear your questions and comments as well so that we can discuss them in future podcasts. And you can email that to momevolve@gmail.com. You can also visit the website and send your comments there, www.mommyevolve.com. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Peace and love.